Support for KMUW's Into Music podcast comes from McClelland, reminding listeners that Frank Sinatra coined the word skibbity in Strangers in the Night, which you can listen to in their downtown Wichita showroom. More info on McClelland's innovative sound, lighting, and video technology can be found at maxsound.com.
Hi, I'm Jed Bodwin, and you're listening to Into Music from the KMUW Studios, part of the NPR Podcast Network. My guest on this episode is Michael Hampton. A multi-instrumentalist and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Hampton is longtime guitarist with Parliament Funkadelic, first joining the George Clinton universe at age 17. In late 2025, he issued the EP Into the Public Domain, which will soon be followed by another EP and, later in 2026, a full-length album. Hampton discussed the making of Into the Public Domain and much more for this episode of Into Music, coming up now. You got a lot of music coming out. You got this, like, you're going to have like two EPs and then an LP within a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah. We'll see, you know, but yeah, I'm just at it, you know, just try to stay busy, you know. It's like, it's going to be interesting to see how it all, you know, evolves and what's next and after that. And just, it never stops. It's like, it's going to be an EP after that EP. Well, I can't say that, but yeah, you know, probably at least most of it that's happening right now, immediately, you know, in the next year or so, you know, and see where it goes. And but thank you for having me. You
know? Yeah. So, I mean, were you just like, kind of like, did you find yourself in a place where you were particularly inspired and a lot of music was coming out, or was this stuff that like you'd had for a while and you said, you know, I should probably get around to recording this one of these days?
I was friends, you know, getting together in the studio and just seeing what we'll come up with, you know, and then someone, you know, have some idea to put something out and how do you do it. And so while I might not have been really focused on what it's evolved into now, it's some other people that are somewhat on my team started doing this, laying this roadmap out for me, and I just connected every dot I could think of, you know. It's like, okay, you be here, record this, did you meet Joe? And oh yeah, and you know, and you just keep going, and how does this sound, and what do you think of this? And you know, so it's a I'm not really a stickler for, oh, it's got to be like this or be like that. So to ask me what I like or what do I want, or for me to tell somebody what I want, it's kind of hard. But to play, you just get together and play and see what happens. It feels a lot more comfortable. In a way, I'm still going to be nervous, but yeah, it just started happening. It was, you know, it was one session, and the people in the session had another session, and the session started having babies, and you know, it's just, you know, just, and then that baby grew up, you know, doing that, you know. Anyway, we definitely just had it. We're still at it. If we could, you know, now it's taking this form with the, you know, the carts and promoting it, and maybe, you know, some live performances somewhere. I don't know. Yeah, it's a mystery. I kind of like keeping it like, I don't know, you know. You know, it's just like an adventure sort of thing.
Well, I love this idea of you saying, you know, like, you know, you're just playing. Because I feel like the more I talk to people, like, that's more often when the best music happens, when you're not thinking about, like, this has got to be a song, I got to present it to somebody. You're just tapping into something emotional and letting it go, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, get together. You might be watching a game or any number of things, you know. I usually, I mean, I have like a nip or maybe too much coffee or too much of something, and then and if you're in the session, and to just start going for it. Or it could be some interesting instruments that you never played before, because I like others play some other instruments other than guitar. And you hop on, you might come up with a beat that, you know, that maybe a drummer thinks is boring. You know, you don't want to tell them to play. Hey, you know, I'd love to probably play some drums and keyboards and all that, synths and all that, but I try singing and be like, just throw the auto tune on, man. It'll be okay. I know I can't sing. You know, I'm gonna pretend that this I'm at the stadium, concert, you know, rocking out or whatever, you know, funking up some stuff. Yeah, it's just to have fun. Everybody I usually run into when it's in partying, there's like, or when it's like, just have fun. And then it's like, well, you know, I kind of tend to lean towards when it's traveling, because that seems like the most grueling part of it is like just getting to the place to play, you know, or getting back, or, you know, and that interim or what have you, you know, it's like, that's when it gets to be a little bit of a grind as you get older, as we get older, right? Because you know, you spend all your young energy. Well, I did, just being spontaneous. You know, I wasn't thinking about trying to put together this group, and I'm put together this group. I'm gonna do this, and I'm kind of glad I didn't do that, because I hate to put something together and people don't like it. It was hard to narrow it down to why do I play music, and if I'm trying to please somebody, and then I. If it doesn't feel good to me, you know, yeah. So it didn't have a lot of people just, you know, nah, I don't want to do it just like this, and no, nah, that's not right, you know. Maybe to take that for the 200th time, you know, and you might get it right. If you think that you played it correctly the very first time you played it, it felt good, but after 200 times or whatever, you know, then it's kind of like, okay, is that tight enough, you know? Is that funky enough? Are you feeling something? You know, is somebody gonna feel that on the other end?
On this record, you do some stuff that touches on hip hop. And I wondered how you felt about hip hop when it started to come out. Did you think like, well, that's kind of weird, like they're using turntables? Or did you say, well, you know, this is just an extension of what we've been doing in our world. They're just taking it in a different direction.
I really liked it. The only thing that I could say that I was confused about is when before they could make everything in modally correct, like say, like if you wanted a sample from another song and put it on this song, and the two songs were in different keys, that kind of got me like, what the? Because, and I'm not sticking on any solos or anything, but the knee deep solo that I did, I remember there was a group they where they put together a compilation, and they sampled knee deep, you know, not just knee deep, and they got parts of the solo, and just basically like they didn't even wherever it got, you know, edited, they didn't care about the key center. So I'm listening to them like, well, how. I guess, you know, if you feel notes and you know like a scale and how it goes, do re mi fa sol or whatever, and then it sounds like something, you know, and then it's like, but it's got a good beat, you know, and then somebody's rapping something positive, what have you, and it's like, okay, yeah, you know, so I was into it. I'd like the beat and the messages, and I listened to a lot of different music, so it was hard for me to research it, who was doing what, and you know, who did I like, and what. I didn't even get into likes and dislikes, you know. Yeah, I loved hip hop. I wanted to, like, now I would like to, the artists that I know of that I like, I loved the music back then. I love it now. Anybody new, if they don't call me for a session, I don't know if anybody else thinks of this, but it's like, well, I guess I could just, lace the track with whatever I wanted to and put it back out. It's like, well, I never met the artist, but I guess maybe this would be like, hey, we'd like to meet you someday. It's like, this is me playing on your music or, your improv, and maybe we can get together and do some collabs, But instead of, well, I've got to say, going, just crash in the studio. If you knew somebody was in there, it's like, hey, man, I need some work. It's like, well, not too many hip hop. I think it was more bass, sub bass, and I'd love to, like edge it out with, to say one way, with the guitar, like to replace the, they're not replaced, but at least like in unison with the bass part or complement it, but not just sub bass and no highs and no guitar, no rock or jazz, what have you, just like a melting pot of a lot of different sounds, percussion and stuff. But yeah, hip hop, I'm all in. Yeah, I didn't, I wasn't, I just heard stuff I like, some stuff, just like any other genre, is like it hits, some hits you, some not. I'm listening to some things now. I'm like, oh man, I don't know if Ray Sherman was the Black Beatles or something. Anyway, yeah, I pretend that I want to be in a hip hop, but I know like I wasn't, I didn't come from that, So it's like I could imagine trying to put something out, but I don't think I wanted to go that far to do it. I would have to actually live that life, which I might not make back from, But I love the music. Yeah. I started hearing people talk about, oh yeah, hip hop, if such and such, if soul and R&B and gospel would just put them together, had a baby, it would be hip hop or something, but I think we all just, learn to evolve, like, and write any type of way we can. I was hoping that, I mean, a lot of the artists that were doing it, they started picking up instruments maybe later on when they, instead of like, they wanted to maybe really see how it felt to actually twang the string or hit a note on a keyboard or something, chord or something, and see how it makes them feel with it. Now it's, everybody's all over the place, It's like, if you want something, well, actually, I can't, I shouldn't say that, because I don't know where everybody is, what they're doing. But let's just say, just create, I'm in a rare form right now.
Was guitar your first instrument? And if it was, what was it that like called you to it?
Nah, it was drums, or percussion, because usually I was beating on something, the hood of a car, my neighbor, my friend's neighbor, say, like, stop making that noise, boy, just trying to do some kind of beat that I mean, I thought it was cool, and it was just, all I had was a hood of a car. It was just, beating on it. And so I think it, before I knew what the actual rhythm or cadence of some sort were, where I could keep a loop going, from listening to the records, I could play a beat, and you hear the funky drummer one time in your life, and you think that that's the first thing everybody gets on the drums and starts playing, if they can play that, But a friend of mine had his father played drums, and they had, I think it was like a Slingerland and it was set up in his basement, and it was just something so magical about that, the way that the finish of it, you know, the sparkle, his particular set. And but I had no idea it took so much to play that particular instrument, and I wasn't going to be allowed to have a drum set in the house because the house probably was like you couldn't get away. You could. It was. I understand. It was a small house, but we were small. The house was small. So it's like you put the drum set upstairs, and my parents sleep downstairs. They would have been right up underneath it. It wasn't going to happen. So, but I still, you know, managed some friends of mine, you know, play their sets here and there. And but as far as guitar, someone would always have a little piece of guitar that somebody got for Christmas or a birthday or something. And it would have like two or three strings left on it. And when I went to visit my aunt, my uncle, in Atlanta, Maryland, I had on my way there, I heard the Last Poets, and then when I got there, I heard Still Waters Run Deep out of Four Tops, and I don't know, at that particular time in my life, it hit me, those two things, just music, it started to stand out even more, and the fact that sports, you know, was not like a thing. That, you know, I said, well, I'm too small for football. Oh, I'm too small for football. I can't dunk the ball, you know, basketball, you know, it's like, where am I at here, you know? And so when I was upon visiting my aunt and uncle, I went a couple of doors down, and the guy had another guitar with two or three strings on it, maybe one. And Rare Earths was the thing was to play Get Ready on one string, you know, if you could do. I can get no satisfaction on one string, you know. If it had, you could do it on one string. Everybody's working at one string, but I took it from maybe the first position, which is at the lowest part of the neck, and I kept moving the notes up the one string, you know, until it ran out, basically, and I didn't know. I'm basically like a linear player. A friend of mine, a musician friend of mine, told me that's what I heard him say something about linear. So I'm like, okay, well, what's that? And then upon checking out trombone, you know, players, you know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, you're just trying to find that note or a fretless bass or something. So I just took that. I must have a little knack for it, and I just didn't stop. You know, I went from just that one string to the other string, and then when I got back home, I started playing Superbad, and it's like it was a piece of guitar, but it had just enough one string tune, and to learn that little part, thought I had something. You know, I just kept. You know, trying to play, you know, and pretty soon I put all the strings on, and I had some lessons for like about 3 months from this jazz teacher. It's John DiCero. He's the late John DiCero, but he taught me, you know, some techniques, and he wasn't too fine on like the tricks. You used to see a lot of. I didn't say tricks, but like that. People that play guitar, you know about guitar. It's like it's a lot other things other than Wes Montgomery or George Benson, and you know that they don't really do a whole lot of tricks. It's just like yeah, you hear, you know, some solid playing. You know, picking it. Not to say that nobody else is playing solid, because that's all good. But yeah, that pretty much. To have the knack for it. And then the other things that I couldn't do physically, and I said, well, I can do this. And I just dove all in, you know, and I practice all the time. You know, I'm sleeping with the thing, and I'm like, okay, you know, and getting books, other books on it. You know, it's when picked up a book that had all the scales charted out on the neck, which was interesting. So I was like, okay, well, all of those notes are the right notes for that scale, you know, and this scale, all of those right notes for that scale. I still have these, not those books, but the Guitar Grimoire by Adam Cadman. They make them for keyboards, they make them for, you know, guitars, of course. But I just have that as a reference book, and it's like, play by the dots. I have a good enough ear. Oh, look, God bless you. I think I have a good enough ear, and so I'll find a mode. If I need something different, just kind of flip through it. And, hey, you don't hear that too much. Try to think of something to play, you know, some kind of melody or beat to put to it that you don't hear all the time. You know, you hear the same modes all the time. It's like, hey, why does that song sound like that song? That song sound. It's like, because it's the same chords, you know, that works. It's like, what? It ain't broke. Don't fix it. You know, let's put another sound on it, you know, some more lyrics. And it's like, but it's still Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, isn't it? You know, it's or something, you know. But yeah, I just dove in. I was still playing a little drums in junior high because I could read the drum tablature, you know. But when I got to high school, that was just too difficult. It looked like just so much ink on there. I couldn't fake it. I could do tap 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 tap, you know. And once I got out of that, I mean, I could maybe fake it playing it, but as far as reading it, not kept to it, you know. But I was in the stage band. That helped, you know, keep, you know, pushing me along. And then we used to do Space Oddity, and I got a solo on that. And the Omar Blackman was the music teacher. He's like, we did like a study hall thing. He gave me like a couple more bars, you know, like of a solo. He's, hey, good, they really like you. You know, it's like, I'm gonna do it again, you know. I'm like, oh, you know, he kind of reminded me of you know, the Muppets. The Muppet saxophone player was thin, but Omar was a heavy guy. So, and he played alto saxophone. He was a heavy guy with this little alto sax. When I said first seen the Muppets, I was like, wow, where'd they get Omar? Omar lost weight, you know. But yeah, just to have the knack to play something, I said, okay, maybe if I follow this, I wasn't even thinking where to go, but I just like to play, you know. So pretty soon I wasn't playing field football with my friends. I was pickup games in the park and all that. I was just practicing that. So if it was a, I remember one moment when somebody had a house party, and I had been practicing all day, and they were playing Thank You, you know. I was like, I played until it got dark, and then I went to this party, you know. That's when I thought I could dance. I came into the party like, what am I doing? But that Thank You, I mean, just something about that groove was just does something to you.
You've been listening to a conversation with Michael Hampton. His latest EP, Into the Public Domain, is out now. You can learn more about him via his official social media accounts. His music is available for purchase on his official Bandcamp page. You can learn more about this podcast and all programming on our station by visiting our website, kmuw.org. Send us your questions and comments at info@kmuw.org and find all the latest programming notes on that website as well. Once again, we always love to remind you that our theme music is composed and performed by Torn Anderson. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.